This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today, we welcome back Amy Ray.
She gets scratching for a living. It's a hard scrabble life. Oh, the poet, he was a farmer, working all day to write all night. Dig, dig, pick, pick, set the babble free. That fox in the hen house, he won't ever let you be. Didn't matter to him, he was hungry, sick or tired. He gave words to the wordless, he was fortified by the blood of the lamb. He went down to Jericho. Look away to the mountain blue. If I could tell you a thing or two. Every sea, there's a soul. Every word that you know brought another sparrow home. They are more than the bitter berry. Was paid for its time. And your life, it was necessary for the weight of the ride. All the camp down gives to teach us the service of the song. That short shot leaning in the corner, it won't ever leave you alone. Look away.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and I'm very happy to welcome back to the program Amy Ray. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing great.
And we should tell folks that we are talking to Amy as she is in Austin, Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, I'm in Austin, and I'm at a fabulous studio where they have hosted me to come in and do this.
Oh, outstanding.
KUTX.
Excellent. Yeah, good. Send a shout out to them. Amy, and I want to make sure I get this right, it's amy-ray.com is the name of your website? Hyphen. Just don't put the
it's
word dash.
I mean, I always say Amy Dash Ray.
Amy
don't,
Dash.
Yeah, don't put the word dash. Ray. Yeah.
Amy, literally a dash ray.com. Holler is the name of her most recent solo recording, and we're going to be talking about that in great detail today, as well as just general Amy Ray stuff. Well, let's talk a little bit about Holler. And of course, I should say, in case for some reason folks do not know who we're talking to today, of course, we're talking to Amy Ray, one of the two Indigo Girls, along with Emily Saliers. And folks are going to be familiar with Amy through her work with Emily, as well as her solo recordings. And I'm thinking, you've done several. How many solo recordings have you done?
I think like maybe six studio records and a few live things.
Okay. So Holler is the most recent one. And there's some really mm-hmm. nice musical flavors on this album. And yet it still is very anchored in, for lack of a better term, Amy Ray-ness. You know, it's a real nice listen, like from track to track to track.
Good.
I think it has a nice flow, but also, you know, explores a lot of different flavors. Was that something that you set out to do? Well, let's talk about the music part of it first.
Yeah, I mean, the last record I made solo was a country record called Goodnight Tender, and it was real rooted in kind of traditional country and kind of mountain music and some bluegrass and some traditional sort of, I don't know, like Carter Family type vibe. And records I had made previous to that were more venturing into like punk rock and stuff, and on this record I wanted to still stay in the country world, but I wanted to infuse it with a little more alt kind of punky mindset, if nothing else. So, and I wanted to bring in some strings and horns and kind of get that late 60s country thing that like Jim Ford had done on a record called Harlan County that really inspired a lot of this. And so, yeah, I had some musical thoughts. I mean, the producer, Brian Spicer, he's a friend of mine, and he worked on Goodnight Tender with me and then did this record. And so we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, people we liked and influences and sort of how to connect all the songs together on this record. And so we did have an intention and a trajectory to kind of bring in different textures and musically.
And Amy, I know you had some folks as guest artists, and I don't bring this up just to name drop. Well, maybe a little bit, but it also kind of goes to what you're saying about the different flavors. Brandi Carlile, Vince Gill, Derek Trucks, which I was really happy to see. What goes through your mind when you're bringing in folks like that who have very distinct musical voices? How do you go about sort of arranging that and producing that?
Well, I ask people to come in and do stuff lend their voice to a record or their guitar playing or whatever, because I know what they do is already going to they don't need to change anything about what they're doing. You know, I want them to have their specific voice in that moment. So for me, like, I asked Brandi to sing on a specific song called Last Taxi Fare that when I wrote it, I thought to myself, this would be a good song to have Brandi sing on, you know, like, because I've played with her for years. And then Vince Gill was kind of a fantasy pick for me, like, oh, if he would do it, would to put Brandi and Vince's voice together would be so fun for me. It's not just like, oh, I want to have this guest because it's a name. It's more like, oh, this voice would sound really good on this song. And then I ask. And sometimes it doesn't always happen. I mean, I have a lot of people say no, you know,
yeah.
And then we don't do it, so it's okay, you know?
You're the last taxi fare for the night. The driver says, is it all right? Pick one more up at the bar. He's too drunk to drive and it's too cold to walk. It's the last person you need to see. The last seat you needed to share. And you'd rather feel the icy embrace of Lake Michigan taking your transgressions, the fears of your life, above all your heartache, trouble and shame, to find you on your knees again. It's the only ride you found to take to get away from smoke filled bowling lane. Should have left early before it got started. Yeah, before you got so damn downhearted. Cause it's the laughter that haunts all your dreams. The drinking that feeds all your fears. And though your honky tonk baby still loves you, that's a weakness, it's too much to bear. God sends an angel to teach you to fly above your transgressions, fears of your life, above all your heartache, trouble and shame.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. We're speaking today with Amy Ray, and we're talking at the moment about her most recent recording, Holler. Amy, I have to ask you about one song in particular. And I came into this interview when I was doing research this morning earlier. I was going to ask you about the title track, Holler. Then I went back and I got to give props to your publicist who sent me all the lyrics individually. And so I thought, you know, I might just check in on this before I do the interview. Me being a musician myself, I tend to be drawn into the music first, and then it takes me a couple listens to get to the lyrics. This was really helpful to look at the lyrics separated from the song. And I'm talking about the first full length track on the album, Sure Feels Good Anyway. I'm not sure I've come across a song anything like this, and particularly lyrically. This is really pretty remarkable stuff, and I have to ask you to talk about this song a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's for people that live in the South, this song, for people that are like kind of left-winger, progressive people that live in the South, or even people in the middle, in the mainstream that live in the South that are really struggling to have the South become something besides a bastion of racism and and intolerance. There's so many things about the South that are so great, and we are, you know, the center of the civil rights movement, and because of necessity, and so many beautiful things about the land and the agriculture and the literature and the sweat and the blood and just and the familial kind of Southern vibe. And all that's really great stuff. And the people that live there, you know, we love it. Like, we are diehard Southerners, you know, the people that are really married to the South. But we are, you know, we are saddened by our history and our inability to overcome it and to still struggle with it so much. And so I wanted to write a song about how I feel as a Southerner, of never wanting to leave and loving it so much, but knowing that a lot of the people, you know, where I live specifically, which is in a rural area of North Georgia, you know, there's a lot of people that disagree with a lot of the way I live. And when I say I know you don't like me, I don't mean you don't like me as a friend or whatever, but you don't like what I stand for. Mm-hmm. And you don't like how I vote, and you don't like, you know, my take on faith or how I live or whatever. But it feels, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to live here anyway. And I think, and I also wanted to say, you know, like, there's a lot of good people that come. Okay, so there's a lot of different levels to talk about it on, because as a white person of privilege, it's easy for me to say, I'm staying here, I'm not leaving, because I don't, you know, I'm not under threat of my life, you know, being, you know, ruined in a way that compromises me, like, physically or whatever, you know. There are people in the South, of course, that live in really bad situations where it's better for them just to get out, you know. Mm-hmm. In certain cities or in certain towns, I should say, and whether they're queer or people of color or whatever is happening in their city at the time and they feel threatened. But what I say is, like, you know, I want this to be a place where I live, and I want to own it, and I want it to become the new South, you know. And like, the flag is a big issue for us still. I mean, how many years have we been talking about the Confederate flag? It's been years and years and years. And it's like, even when I was in high school, I had Confederate flag stickers on my composition books. You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't even know, you know? And it's like, you have to learn all that. And there's a lot of good people that do a lot of good things for each other and help your neighbors and stuff, no matter where you come from. But I still have these really differing beliefs from you. And I just, you know, part of the song is just saying, you know, I know you're a better person than this. Like, you don't have to go down this hateful road.
Sure. Well, and I want to highlight this one verse, if I can, just if you can humor me to read it out loud, because I want listeners to tune into this. And it touches on the things you've just been talking about. I'm going to tell them, boys, don't be a drag. Ain't you tired about fighting about that damned old flag? And I'll tell my northern bias was, I wasn't even thinking of the Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the United States flag and everything that can go along with that. Well, it ain't Southern pride. It's just Southern hate. I know from your mamas that you're better than that. Every time I call, well, you have my back. I love that juxtaposition, you know, and then some time for muddy buddies and a tall glass of sweet tea. That, and you bring in that something regional, which those of us who were not from the South, all of a sudden I've got a picture. It's a much broader picture than I had of the South before I heard this song or read these lyrics.
We all want to be where we are. But sometimes it's hard to be there, you know, and it's hard to explain to people that live in other areas that are super progressive why you would want to stay, mm-hmm. you know, and this is one way. And you probably know that in Montana. I mean, for God's sakes, it's like, you know, I'm sure there's people that are like, because Montana has a reputation for being, you know, one thing to some people that don't understand that Montana is made up of so many things, right?
Right, sure.
But it's like, people are like, wow, how can you stay in such a conservative area? And you're like, well, it's not all about that, you know?
Right.
It's like so much more, and there's good people everywhere, and there's bad people everywhere. Mm-hmm. You just have to really make your stand and stay where you are. I mean, I understand there's places where you have to draw the line and there's boycotts and things like this, but really, truly, like, we have to, like, figure out how to have a dialogue with each other and work together to solve problems. I hate political parties. I don't like any of it. I just want to, like, have it be, like, good people, you know? that's my feeling about it. The government of good people.
I get your text about 3 a.m.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. We're speaking today with Amy Ray. Amy, I opened up the Facebook page to for questions from our listeners and our readers and folks who follow us on Facebook and on social media. Lots of gratitude for your work and music, which was one of the things that really struck me about the comments, which was really cool and speaks to the way you've been able to connect with people, both musically and just personally. Lots of Indigo Girl questions, of course, but I want to keep our focus on you and your music right here. And one of the questions, this is very much like a John Floridas question, and comes to us from Brenda, one of our listeners here in Montana, wants to know how you deal with kind of self-care while you're on the road and sort of in general to keep yourself going.
Well, I work out, you know, I do yoga and swim and run and cross train generally, so I try to do exercise almost every day, and I just, you know, I read and take, and I try to be outside as much as possible and go to the park, or, you know, if I go hiking or something like that, like if I'm in a place that's beautiful and has like hiking trails, I always make time for that, or go take a bike ride. That's my biggest way of self-care, is just that, just outside of getting into my body and outside of my head.
That's so true. The other end of that question was, beyond self-care, motivation.
I don't know. I mean, I love music and I love collaboration. It's like this thing that compels me to do what I do. Curiosity, maybe, and just loving music and loving the feeling of playing live. And I like the process too. You know, when I'm going solo, it's a van and a trailer and there's no crew and we're just driving and unloading and loading and planning things out and plotting the tour out and all that. And I just love all that. I like life. I mean, I'm just like one of those people that just really likes life and I can't get enough of it. And so it motivates me. It's a blessing, I guess.
Let's make glory.
Amy-Ray.com is the name of Amy's website. That's a dash in between Amy and Ray. Not the word dash, literally a dash. Holler is the name of her most recent solo recording. Thank you so much for making time to be on Musician Spotlight again. It's always a real treat to get to talk shop with you on so many levels. And man, I hope we get a chance to visit again and hopefully face-to-face next time.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, I love what you're doing, and you know, I got a lot of people up there that I love, so I'm sending out my best to everybody, and I appreciate what you're doing, really.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Come and sit down at this table.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Amy Ray. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us online on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to radio station KUTX in Austin, Texas, for this interview. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.